Friends, it's part two with Professor James Beverly telling the truth about QAnon.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, we have part two of our discussion about QAnon. I don't remember doing this in 12-plus years of daily radio, having a guest on one day and asking if they could come back the next. Maybe I've done it, but I honestly don't remember having done it. But the discussion was so intense yesterday, we were only able to get to some of the callers that called in taking issue with our position. And we always want to give those who differ an opportunity to weigh in. So we decided, and Jim Beverly was gracious enough to say, hey, I can do it again, to join us. So this is part two. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, Professor James Beverly with the research team, they have devoted many, many countless hours to looking into the QAnon phenomenon, resulting in the book just published, literally hot off the press, The QAnon Deception. You can order it in ebook or paperback on Amazon, The QAnon Deception. And it's rich with data, with firsthand quotes, and lays out what Professor Beverly believes is the world's most dangerous conspiracy theory. Now, I'm going to bring Jim on momentarily, but I want to give you a number first, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. If you believe that QAnon is really accurately exposing some dangerous things that are happening, if you believe it's legit, if you believe that it's in harmony with major prophecies and prophetic revelation, then please give us a call. Do your best, though, to present evidence, because I want to be fair to other callers and give people a chance to get things out. 866-34-TRUTH. I want to say two things quickly and then go straight to Professor Beverly. One is, I was not aware that there would be the reaction to this that there was, because I've not followed this carefully at all. And In all the years of writing, I've not referenced it. And you know, since it began in October 2017, not been talking about it on the air, not written about it, not had social media posts about it. So this is my first exposure to see what the results would be. But among some that have followed me for years, a response like this was not untypical. Let me read it to you. Disappointed in Dr. Brown. This is Becky posted this on Line of Fire, on Facebook. Disappointed in Dr. Brown for promoting this book. If he wants to be fair, then should also present the QAnon side, interview David Hayes on his Q Chronicles books. Otherwise, I will not be following Dr. Brown in future. So I appreciate Becky putting that out. Here's what concerns me, though, to be totally candid and upfront with you. I've had scores of guests on over the years, scores of guests representing one position, sometimes a position I agree with, sometimes a position I disagree with. And sometimes people post, oh, Dr. Brown, you should really have someone else on. Fine, great, fair. Or, oh, this person differs. Would you be willing to have them on? Yeah, if you're a qualified spokesperson, fine. But almost never do I see this response. I'm not going to follow you unless you have somebody else on. Oh, what happened here? That concerns me. It's almost like a religious cult. That's what it feels like a religious cult that we dare question this, whereas I've had many people on with controversial viewpoints on divisive issues in the body, and they presented their view, and we discussed it, and people called in that differed. But almost never, I'm going to unfollow you. So it's like all the decades of pouring the word into people and teaching scripture and lifting up Jesus goes out the window. You're a bad guy. You're a deep state. You're part of the cover-up. I'm not following you anymore unless you bring on someone from the other side. The whole reason for a second hour was so more people could call in from the other side. That's one thing. The second thing is, because of my lack of knowledge of how devoted some are to QAnon, I apologize if anything in the way I presented anything was dismissive. I'm convinced that the research in this book is accurate, and that's why we've rushed to get it out. In fact, put it out very inexpensively on Kindle to get it to the maximum number of people. So my goal is not to drive you away. My goal is to get you to carefully consider things. And in a moment, I'll point to a poll I did on Twitter. But without further ado, Jim, thanks for waiting patiently. Welcome back to the Line of Fire.
It's great to be back with you, Michael. Thanks to your listeners as well.
Let's start here, Jim. One of the common complaints that we got from Q supporters yesterday was you were mixing Q posts, so things from the top dog, from Q himself, with things that followers and others have posted on QAnon sites. So how about we just focus on Q? Do you have concerns about posts from Q himself?
Sure. Just before we get to that, though, I wanted to show you the new baby that arrived in my house today. There you go. Can you see that?
Oh, the physical book. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I just got the copy today, my new baby.
Well, congratulations. I know you worked very hard on it for quite some time.
Have you got your copy yet?
No, but it's only fair that you get yours first.
Well, the other thing is the president wrote me a text and said he's already read it and thinks it's one of the most important books ever written. No, that's not true.
Okay.
He didn't write me.
All right.
But let me use that as an example. I could have said that, but people have every right to ask for proof. But what goes on in the Q world, including Q himself, is they make these incredible assertions without giving evidence. So, for example, I just looked at a lot of Q posts today to get ready for the show. Here's some examples. Q taught at Drop 29, the post number 29, that Kim Jong-un is not the leader of North Korea, and it became a popular QAnon view that Trump is helping to run North Korea. I think that's totally false. It's not true, but it's often said without proof. The same thing. Q posted quite often that Mueller was in cahoots with Trump, and the whole Trump collusion investigation was actually Trump and Mueller working together. Well, that was asserted, but it wasn't true. So listen, I understand the point about it's important to distinguish between Q and QAnon followers. It is, although let me say, if you're going to study QAnon, you got to study the whole thing, and QAnon deserves to be critiqued for all the crazy things that the Q teachers put out. Now, in terms of Q himself, from the very start, he got things wrong. He said that Hillary Clinton was going to be arrested, as well as John Podesta, Clinton's associate. He said in November 1st, 2017, the National Guard will be out in America so obviously that everyone will know it, and they'll be capturing the deep state leaders. Didn't happen. He said at post 540 that the Democratic Party is doomed, and things were happening that month that would spell its end. Didn't happen. He said in April 4th, 2018, that Zuckerberg will step down as CEO, and that never happened. Now, to give Q a little credit, he is getting better, because in more recent months, he doesn't post as many predictions. Although in November, he is saying, which I believe is a false prediction, he said nothing can stop what is coming. And there was an implication that Trump would win the November 3rd election. And as far as we know, that didn't happen. So listen, Q is not military intelligence. In fact, when you look at his recent postings, say over the last 3 months, he's basically, he or she or they, he's looking at the internet and picking out interesting stories and reports that sync with any view of a conservative or Republican. There's nothing that indicates that he's getting really crucial information from Trump.
Let me just jump in here, Jim, and let's explore this together. We want to help people with truth. We've devoted our lives, decades of study, prayer, to truth, doing our best to unfold it, present the gospel, present the truth of Scripture, deal fairly with false religions, cults, and expose real error. And as I'm watching some comments on social media, this is not all, but some, people I'd like to help, truth doesn't seem to matter. For example, I've already been told today that because you write for Christianity Today, we know how Christianity Today feels about Trump, then we can't trust you. Whereas yesterday you made very clear that you believe QAnon is hurting Trump, not helping Trump. And you were asking me privately last night, how can we get this book to President Trump to help President Trump because QAnon is hurting him? And then others, as you're speaking, they're saying, listening to you is like listening to Biden about Trump. In other words, it seems as if facts, information don't matter. You've also studied cults. I mean, you've met people like Dalai Lama, you know, in terms of Buddhism and world religions, but you've also interacted with cult leaders. How do we reach people in what for many has now become the latest religious cult, QAnon? You'll start now, then continue after the break, but how do you reach someone that's actually in a cult-like way of thinking, where the more evidence you present, that's proof that they're in the right? It's a cognitive dissonance they live with.
Right. Well, it's hard to reach people when they have absolutely dogmatic views. All I can say about the stuff you just quoted is, if I was an American and had to vote on November 3rd, I would have voted for Trump. Even though I dislike stuff about his character and his nastiness at times, I think he offers a better choice in terms of big issues like abortion, immigration. Mm-hmm. I also think that it's disgraceful that Joe Biden was part of the attempt to go after Trump even before he was inaugurated in 2017. And I think the media is disgusting for the ways that they covered up stuff about Hunter Biden. It's going to be interesting when if evidence shows that Hunter was in dealings with communist China that benefited Joe Biden. And also, what will America do when they find out that Biden lied about his son's connection to
China? Right. So stay right there. So, friends, for all of you posting misinformation about Jim Beverly, hey, what can I tell you? Truth is truth. Are you open to truth? If you're a QAnon supporter, call in.
Oh, God of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back, friends, to this important discussion with Professor James Beverly about QAnon. Get the book, The QAnon Deception. Go through the material. It's factually laid out. It's carefully annotated. You document it. Check it out. Jim, again, looking at some of the interaction with folks that's come in the last day and right up to this moment, I see those same dangerous tendencies. I see them on all sides. That the moment I may raise an issue about Trump as a Trump supporter, I'm told that I'm a baby killer and I'm siding with Joe Biden and I'm a communist. Or the moment you raise a critique about the religious right, we're told, yeah, well, the left is dangerous. Well, we understand the dangers of the left. We understand all that. But let's say that you have sincere people who are really concerned about child trafficking. They're really concerned about the deception of the mainstream media. They really feel that there's tremendous evidence of deep state in Washington that's been trying to undermine Trump, right? And all those points I'm sympathetic to. And they found now QAnon, that's the place that's telling the truth and getting it out. And that's why they've gone in that direction. What do you say to them?
Well, they can accept everything that's good in QAnon. Can you hear me, Michael?
Yeah, I can. Sure.
Okay, good. They should accept everything that's good in QAnon, and throw out the bad, but they need to investigate QAnon. I mean, one thing people can do is if they get my book, you're going to see a long list of resources on who to study about QAnon. And if they join the list of those people, they're going to hear critique of QAnon. They can also follow the list in my book of Q teachers. But you have to look at all sides. I mean, sometimes theories are so bad you don't need to study them. You know, for example, there is a theory that's more dangerous than QAnon stuff, but it only has a few followers all over the world. It's the theory that you don't have to eat food to survive. It's called breatharianism. It's dangerous, but we don't need to study that very much to figure out the truth. We know we need food. We know we need water. With QAnon, it's trickier because it's a complex of ideas. But what people need to do is they need to study it carefully. They can't just take what Q says automatically. Sometimes he posts good stuff. Sometimes he posts falsehoods, just like some of his major Q teachers. I just read today where one of the Q teachers says in a post that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, is a pedophile. Now, that's said as typical without proof, and it shows why there's a need to investigate and search things out. It's amazing in America and many countries where you can say anything against a public figure and nothing can be done about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was sent a link from a friend in another country, a believer, solid believer, and it was a picture allegedly to be of Chief Justice John Roberts on Jeffrey Epstein's what's called Pedophile Island, and he's sitting with Ghislaine Maxwell, and it said, look, this is big news, big news. So I click on the link, and it was to an article in an obscure website from June. And I wrote back, I said, do you have 100% factual proof of this? You just told me that someone is a pedophile. Serious accusation, very serious. Do you have actual proof of this? And he said, well, I'm not 100% sure, but I said, well, hang on. This is a story back from June. Didn't even look like him in the picture anyway. This is a story back from June. Do you think if there was truth to this, that it would have gotten out and spread? And then he said, you know, I apologize. I shouldn't have sent it out. I said, hey, I forgive you, man. We've all made mistakes. But especially as believers, we have a responsibility. I mean, I give you to be candid, when I post an article about the tongue with verse after verse after verse after verse after verse, laying out how we are to speak and how we're to be careful, and false accusations and the danger of that and bearing false witness and all of the things involved with the ethics of how God himself calls us to speak and act, that article will get one-tenth the circulation of an article I write about a hot, controversial political subject. And it's very concerning. They're especially for believers. How dare we spread something defaming another person without 100% proof that we know for a fact it is true, and that it's even our business to spread it. But would you say that QAnon is a major source of the spreading of defaming material without proof?
Oh, no doubt about it. In fact, that's one of the things I argue in one of the chapters of my book, that the QAnon teachers and Q himself will say things without proof. The most astounding claims. And sadly, the Q teachers that are wrong often won't admit it. For example, Liz Crokin said that Mueller and Trump were working together and it was going to be one of the biggest coups in history. Well, that didn't happen, but her article about it is still on her website, and as far as I know, she's never apologized. Just like Q never admits he's wrong, whoever Q is. Even when he's caught spreading disinformation in the Q posts, there's no admission of error. So he's not a place to go for truth. Actually, if you go to the Q posts, you'll see important articles. I just noticed today he quoted John Solomon, a major investigative reporter. So he's not totally wrong. But here's what's sad about it. Why do people give him an almost messianic status?
Yep.
And treat him as if he's an apostle? And you know, the same thing must be said about people who follow Trump uncritically.
Yep.
Trump is not the sinless savior. He's a flawed person, and sometimes he's done things that haven't benefited America or the world. And then thankfully other times, contrary to what people predicted, he's done many great things for America.
Yeah, and Jim, what concerns me is the cult-like reaction from people. And by the way, phone lines...
I knew we would get attacked.
Yeah.
But it's sort of sad that we got attacked even before people knew anything about me or my book.
Well, QAnon Deception, you know, that was enough. Just the title disqualified you. And the moment I had you on, that proved I was part of the deep state. You know, one reason I'm hesitant to believe a lot of conspiracies is because everyone involving me, I know to be false. All the internet rumors involving me, I know to be 100% false. And then the ones I've been able to research about Jewish people through history, those are false. So I'm very skeptical of them, but like I was talking to Rodney Howard Brown about it, the ultimate conspiracy is the devil wants to destroy the world. So he's working in every kind of government and background. So there's the ultimate conspiracy is Satan is working to destroy the human race. And that's absolutely true. So look, China could be 100% behind the virus, could have been weaponized and released. That could well be. There could well be massive electoral fraud and the election could have been stolen. These things could all be absolutely true. It doesn't mean that I'm going to believe all the other stuff that's out there. And you and I as research scholars, you got to look at evidence. So once again, I'm opening up the phone lines, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. But please have your point to make. All right. The phone lines were jammed yesterday. I gave one individual, I guess, four times to make his point when he's going to go back years of background. What I need is tell me factually. I've asked Jim, would he come on? I keep hearing about praying medic Dave Hayes. Could I have them both on? In a heartbeat, with joy. I don't know who the man is, but we'll try to find out how to contact him. But with joy, in a heartbeat. Jim, would you have a dialogue with him publicly on the air?
Absolutely. I'd love to talk with him. He seems like a decent guy, though I think he's tragically mistaken about prophecies and QAnon stuff. I think he should abandon the QAnon thing.
Yeah. So the point, again, is this, friends. Please call in. You can post all you want. You could do what you want. That's your business. But if you believe Jim Beverly is factually wrong on something, that he has stated something factually wrong yesterday or today, or you already downloaded the book and you believe he's factually wrong, I'm inviting you. I did a second hour of radio to invite you to call, but because it's radio and we have time limits and segments, and because our phone lines were jammed and I was trying to be fair to more Q supporters, when a caller could not make his point, I said, okay, we're going on to someone else. So it's a simple request. Call in. You're blasting, you're posting things. The more you post, the worse it makes you look. It makes you look more closed-minded. It makes you look, I'm just telling you, looking at this, it's been around, okay, for some years. It makes you look closed-minded. It makes you look cult-like. It basically is confirming every warning Jim Beverly has given. And we had a whole bunch of posts we were going to read yesterday that were so far out, we didn't get to them, okay? But real quick, I just want to put this up, a Twitter poll. And then once more, phone lines are open, 866-348-7884. I am inviting you to call. If you believe that Jim Beverly has said anything factually wrong, please call and present it. But I posted on Twitter, and I asked the question about what's your own opinion about QAnon. All right, I asked on Twitter, is this something that you're not familiar with? You believe it's bunk? You believe it's some truth, some error? You follow it closely? About half of the people on Twitter said, don't know anything about it. Maybe 4 or 5% said, follow it regularly, a major learning place for me. Maybe about 15% said some truth, some error. Maybe about 30% said all bunk. That's just our poll on Twitter. We want to educate. We want to educate because we love the truth. And if you are going to not follow me because I'm questioning Q, I feel terrible for you, but it's probably a good decision.
Fire we want, for fire we please.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
So why would I tell someone that if you hold to a certain position, it's probably good if you don't follow me anymore, since we spent decades trying to serve and reach and help as many people as possible? And since many times I'm on my knees saying, God, I just want to help your people. I just want to serve. How can I glorify you? How can I serve your people? I've got no agenda. Don't want to be somebody. Just want to serve your people. How can I do it? Why would I tell some of you it's probably a good decision to unfollow me if you're upset with me questioning Q? Well, because I'm going to keep upsetting you, because I'm going to keep speaking the truth, because I'm not going to drop back from truth because it's unpopular, and that's going to upset you. Now, if you want truth, by all means, stay with me. By all means, stay with me. And if you differ with me on Q, well, listen to me on the other things. But that does raise a lot of red flags for me. It raises a lot of red flags when someone will dismiss me for having a guest on who's done a serious book of research, which has led him to very strong conclusions against QAnon, and you'll dismiss him and you'll dismiss me. I wonder what else you'll dismiss and who else you'll dismiss if they challenge the narrative with truth. So again, another invitation. Every caller I'm looking at, I will go to the phone soon, but every caller I'm looking at on our board is not pro-Q. Oh, we're getting blasted in social media by the pro-Q folks. Call in. It's really, really simple. Call in and tell me what Professor Beverly has said that is false. So, Jim, before we go to the phones, when you began doing the research, when you started right out of the gate, what presuppositions, if any, did you have?
Okay, let me think back. Well, I would have heard things right away that would set off alarm bells, because after 42 years of being a professor who studies false philosophies and religions, I noticed right away some signs of falsehood. But I don't remember any big framework. I knew that QAnon was pro-Trump. That didn't bother me. I knew that with the pro-Trump view, there might be extremes. And that's another way that QAnon hurts Trump. Trump got hurt by not having enough people who admire him telling him his weaknesses. So the QAnon crowd are so pro-Trump that probably made him less likely to be open to criticism or self-criticism. Anyway, I don't remember any big views I had, Michael. I just kept researching and read the Q drops or posts for myself, and then went on the feed of, I made a list of the top 25 Q teachers and started reading them, and then started seeing the same patterns over and over again of half-truths, misleading statements, outright falsehoods, a lot of hateful stuff, a lot of speculation. For example, did you know that Nancy Pelosi recently plotted to assassinate Trump? Do you know that Mike Pence was in a plot to kill Trump about 6 months ago? These are all QAnon things that turn out not to be true. So my view now just grew and grew as I studied more and more, and especially when I read the book written by many Q teachers called The QAnon Invitation, it was a disaster. In fact, one QAnon follower on Amazon said it might be one of the worst books ever written. There's no research behind it, no evidence presented, just these huge assertions. So anyway, there's a bit of a background to my
I remember when you first asked me, what did I know about it? I said, very little. That was your position. You went in like, what is this thing? And then doggedly with a team did research day and night. So I just want to make a quick official announcement, then we're going to go to the phones. I am, from here on, just so you know, 100% ignoring every attack on social media that's coming in when you won't pick up the phone and call. Okay, when you defame my guest, when you speak out of 100% ignorance in terms of the research that he's actually done. You may differ with him, okay? That's one thing. But to make it as if it's just off the top of his head or factually untrue. So just so you know, the more you post, the more you disqualify yourself, especially when we do a second hour to give you the opportunity to call in. I've been waiting the whole show, literally, until now. I look at every call on the board. I've been waiting now almost 40 minutes for a single Pro-Q caller. And we've had phone lines open until now, every phone line jammed at the moment, all right? So that does not speak well of you. That does not speak well of your position. So just so you know, you can post whatever you want. It will be ignored. I'm trying to be helpful. I'm trying to reach people. But those that don't want to interact, truthfully, honestly, I can't help you. And the more you post, the more you're shouting to the world, I don't care about what anyone else has to say. I have my position. Just so you know, the more you shout it out, the more you disqualify yourself. That's why we do live radio, so folks can call.
Right, hey, Michael.
Go ahead.
One of the things to notice is the way that people treat me and you and react to this topic often shows that they're following the same kind of irrationality and carelessness that dominates the cult world.
Yes.
Or any philosophy that's untrue. I made a list in my book of 15 principles on how to think clearly. And for example, if you want to think carefully, you've got to know how to think logically. But here's what people often do, and it was done to me earlier in one of the people who attacked me on the web. They said, you can't trust me because I write for Christianity Today magazine. But wouldn't it be possible to write an accurate article in a magazine, even if you disagree with it overall? I'd be curious to know where I have to publish in order to have credibility.
Well, that's obvious. QAnon.
I've been in
QAnon. No, but yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the whole thing. And again, I want to go to the phones. But I write for different publishers. I don't agree with lots of books that the publishers put out. I put out mine, and the publisher backs, as long as overall they are sound Christian publishers or whatever. I wrote articles for the Oxford Dictionary of Jewish Religion. I wrote, I think, 28 articles on minor Talmudic rabbis in the Oxford Dictionary of Jewish Religion. Well, this is a dictionary that's traditionally Jewish and does not believe in Jesus. The articles on Jesus and Paul there are things I would completely differ with. But I was asked to do this. I said, sure, I'm happy to do this research and writing this. So again, but both sides do it. I see the left do it to the right. I see the right do it to the left. All right, let's go to the phones. Right. We'll start in New Brunswick, Canada. Dan, welcome back to the Line of Fire. I know you tried to get through yesterday. What's on your mind?
Quick comment and then a question. Real quick comment. Kind of neat, Dr. Beverly's in, we're in the same city here. So QAnon, Professor Beverly made a statement yesterday. I want to ask a question about it. But QAnon itself started with 4chan. And I know this to be factual because when you look at the 4chan board, it was on the politically incorrect subcommunity. So, you know, if someone has cancer, you don't celebrate that. The pathology of cancer is a very bad thing. 4chan, I mean, they're known to have come out with what we call the pedo bear, the pedophile bear. These are mostly millennials, very vile people. So QAnon came from there. ORF Analytics has shown with, I mean, beyond a reasonable doubt, QAnon is not one person, it's two, 4chan and 8chan. So if you look at the pathology of QAnon, it comes from what we would consider a spiritually cancerous source. So for Christians to be celebrating that, to even be embracing that, it's mind-boggling. My question is this. Mr. Beverly, you had stated, you know, it's not really mental illness. It's just, you know, believing some crazy things. So my question is, how is it not mental illness? This is complete delusion Complete delusion.
All right, let me just turn it over to Jim to answer. Important question. Because you say there are fine people that follow, and there are people that are good people with
generally,
good intent, and yet there's error.
Generally, I don't think QAnon people need to see a psychiatrist. It's not like there's some chemical imbalance in their brain. I think it's what happens when someone completely gets addicted to a false view. On a parallel, I think Islam is not true. There's 1.6 billion or 1.7 billion Muslims. I don't think the issue is craziness or psychiatry. I think it's just captured by a false view. Now, sometimes it could be in QAnon case, there's some Anons who might need to see a psychiatrist, but I would regard that as a separate issue. Let me just mention one other thing quickly.
Yeah.
Somebody noted on the Facebook thread from the show that Q had to post on these dark corridors because otherwise it would get discovered if it was on an ordinary website. Well, listen, if Q is working with Trump and the U.S. military, they could have invented some secure platform. Why did Q have to post on the worst channels, the worst sites on the internet? That's because he probably was there amidst all the racist, homophobic, sexist, pornographic stuff. It's a really disgusting reality. Now, the early Q promoters, Coleman Rogers and Tracy Beans and Paul Ferber, they realized that to help Q spread, they had to take Q posts and put them on regular websites, which they did.
Got it.
Okay, another question?
We got a break coming up, so we're going to go, we're just going to hang on, and we'll get to that right on the other side of the break. Again, folks, go to Amazon, order the book, The QAnon Deception, read it through carefully, and when you do, Professor Beverly has his email address in the book, gave it out yesterday, and said if you find anything factually untrue, contact him. So again, let's say you have three levels. You have the post from Q himself, which Jim has given examples of being fallacious. You have the posts of respected major Q teachers, and he's taken issue with some of those and exposed those. And you have some of the other fringe theories that are presented. So three different layers, but all with the same outcome. False, exaggerated, misleading. And as he posted yesterday, it said on the air yesterday, it's in the book, agencies working against child trafficking are calling on everyone to renounce QAnon, saying it is hurting our efforts to save children.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know something really interesting? I have written article after article about the dangers of the radical left. Article after article about Antifa and the BLM movement. Not the truth that Black Lives Matter, but the BLM movement being from below and not from above. Article after article after article. I was wondering about the nature of the BLM movement years ago, not just this year, but years ago. While absolutely supporting my Black friends and the call for justice and reconciliation, exposing the spirit behind the BLM movement, the Marxist Jezebelic spirit behind the BLM movement and Antifa. And article after article, look at all the articles I wrote just this year on it. A new book I'm working on where I've got a whole chapter just focusing on that. Last night, for the first time ever, I wrote an article about QAnon, for the first time ever. So remarkably, the Q supporters, well, where's yours? I'll cry about the other side. I've been crying about that for years. Are you not aware? Do you not read the articles? Do you not listen to the shows? For years before many others were doing, I was shouting it from the rooftops and saying this year, it is from below, not from above, and it's the spirit of anarchy. Loud and clear. Oh, but now I dare touch this sacred Q thing, people are going to turn. It's very revealing. Very revealing. And the article that I wrote Jim, goes back to something very important that we'll come to in a moment. I want to get some more calls in. So let's go to Alan in Fontana, California. Please dive right in with your key points, sir.
Yeah, I really just had more of a comment. I think, you know, in the beginning, Q was very interesting, kind of in light of some of the prophecies, you know, by Kim Clement and Mark Taylor, people like that, about Trump being elected and God using him to expose corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like in the beginning that Q was kind of detailing that, and people wanting this to happen kind of latched on to it. So, I mean, I think that's a lot of it, you know, just people wanting for this corruption to be exposed and, you know, certain things have been happening, but
And by the way, I believe that's one reason God did raise up Trump, is to expose a lot of the corruption and even reality of deep state that does exist and various things like that. Yeah, I believe that's also exposed a lot of junk within the church. So it's interesting, Alan. Right before the show, I was meeting with my friend Jeremiah Johnson and his wife Morgan, and I mentioned the QAnon thing. He had been listening on radio for a bit of the show yesterday and said that some months back, as one of the prophetic people that had predicted the first Trump election or pointed to him when it seemed so unlikely probably 2015, that he really prayed about the QAnon thing. And he said the Lord told him there's a spirit of deception on it. And when he announced it, he got tremendous pushback over it. He was surprised at the degree of it, but he knew the Lord had revealed that. So that's the prophetic side. But I think you're right. There's a reason good people are drawn into it. There's a reason sincere people are drawn into it, but because it's not based on truth, it goes to these crazy extremes. Jim, let's get back to what we talked about yesterday, that it is in your book. And the reason we tell people to get the book is for the research, because it's God knows how many hours of research put into that to present the facts to people. Yes, that's why you work on it, to get the material out. And when you do work like this, it's not to make money, it's to serve others. As anyone who's ever done work like this would know. But you talk about how this actually hurts children, and it hurts those fighting against sex trafficking. That's what I wrote my article about, quoting from your book. But tell us about that letter signed by almost 100 organizations that are fighting against sex trafficking.
Yeah, when I wrote the section about the rescue of children, I asked about QAnon, and then I discovered some news reports about this letter, and I read the letter and the document that goes, the letter is a document, and it's the biggest groups fighting child trafficking all over the world. And they're united in saying that all this QAnon stuff doesn't help. Like, QAnon's basically saying that it's the Hollywood elite that are the pedophiles, or it's Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and other Democratic leaders. What that does is it obscures the reality that most child trafficking is about children trafficked from their own home or abandoned by the parents. So listen, to those QAnon followers, why don't you look at the document from these agencies instead of just trusting Q? It's tragic that QAnon has hurt the actual rescue of children. So I hope people take that to heart, if nothing else.
If they really care. Yeah, and Jim, help me understand this. I voted for Trump in 2016 and 2020. When I was on my Huckabee show, we recorded in September, I guess aired in October. He said it was the clearest presentation he ever heard. He tweeted this out afterwards. The clearest presentation he ever heard of why evangelicals should support Trump. My book, Evangelicals at the Crossroads, which we were kind enough to read every line of and give constructive suggestions on the most minute issues, you know, was written one reason to say this is how we can vote for Trump and yet maintain our witness. Yet the moment I say anything, right, critique Trump as a Trump supporter, I'm asked, why do I hate Trump? Why am I a never Trumper? Why do I not support Trump? Why am I against him? So how do we work through this environment where there seems to be this level of loyalty that it is to me cult-like, is to me making someone into a political messiah, be it Q or be it Trump? again, we've worked for years to help people out of cult-like mentalities, but is it just you pray that you present the truth over and over again patiently? What's the method you use?
Well, different strokes for different folks. Prayer always helps, but also sometimes it's careful thinking together. Sometimes it's giving people a book that will help them. And, you know, the blindness happens in virtually every worldview, every philosophy.
Yeah.
People who are totally addicted to a theory. For example, people who despise Trump cannot even be open to the fact that he's done some great things for America.
Yep.
So there's blindness there. I have friends who can barely tolerate hearing anything that's even slightly pro-Trump. But the cure is people should read widely. They should learn to think. In fact, you know, maybe we should do this as a gift to your audience. I'll take the 15 tips that I give in my book on how to think clearly, and we can create a one-page document and give it away. How to think, you know, watch Guilt by Association.
Let's do
watch it for leaps in logic.
Yeah, we'll post it. And let me say this. I'm going to try to take one more call. As I have glanced up at some of the posts from the most militant Q supporters, you have really confirmed to me how serious this issue is. You have really confirmed to me how important Jim Beverly's book is. You have really confirmed to me that for some, this is a cult-like thing. The irrational nature of the post, the factual error of the post has drilled home to me, wow, with this book, sir, you have hit a real, real major nerve, and you better believe I'm going to do what I can to expose this error. Absolutely. Okay, let's try to get one more call.
Yep.
Ryan in Des Moines, Iowa, if you could get in real quick, why might you be pro-QAnon?
Sure. Yeah, so I fell into it, and I'm still there. I'm not sure if I want to get out or not yet, because what happened is we learned that the mainstream media absolutely cannot be trusted. They have a spin.
Yep.
And what I found when I found a few Q posts or a few commentary things was just a strong message of hope that, okay, deep state is the deep, dark state of the world. I believe that we are in a state of spiritual warfare, really, and this is how is this an international global cabal organized in the real, in the world we live in materially, or does it give the impression of a global cabal because it's spiritual warfare at such a strong presence? And I don't know. I don't know what to think. I just know that what I hear is gives us a message of hope that we're onto something, and we're gonna strike it down at the highest levels, and we're going to have another revival that we've never seen before, the Great Awakening.
Yeah, so the Great Awakening Q is looking for is not the one I'm looking for. The Great Awakening I'm looking for is of a totally different nature spiritually, and it will be not the Great Awakening that of which Q speaks. But real quick, Jim,
Michael, I would add one thing that QAnon people should realize is how nihilistic the view is in the long run, because it's skeptical of everything.
I'm looking at the post, Jim. Now all pastors are not to be trusted because they've been bought out by the deep state. This is the cult-like connection that I wasn't aware of. Now I just want to restate: we're going to reach out to the name we've heard most, praying medic Dave Hayes, to see if he'll come on with Jim Beverly, so the two of them can have a dialogue together. Okay, I did a whole second hour with Jim, not just because he had more information, but to also open up the phones and spend a whole hour waiting for someone to call in and say where he was factually correct. Nobody did. Now, this, again, the hiding behind the shadows thing is part of the whole anonymity thing that also raises concern because there's no accountability with it. But I just want to warn as clearly
Michael,
as I can.
It's hard.
Go ahead.
Michael, if I can interrupt. It's hard to follow Facebook posts. It's an annoying way to read things. I would like people who disagree with me to write me directly Professor Jim Beverly, L-E-Y on the end of Beverly, @gmail.com.
All right.
That way I can respond directly instead of taking hours to go through the 500 Facebook.
All right, so tell you what, we're out of time. There's an invitation. How often do you get this? You believe Jim Beverly's factually wrong. He has given you his personal email. Professor Jim Beverly, L-E-Y, at gmail.com. If you believe he's factually wrong, call him. As for me, I will do my best to expose this serious error in the body.